Hello and welcome into the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know today if you'll stay tuned to this broadcast that God's Word, the living Word of God, will go into your hearts and your souls and bless you and strengthen you if you'll hear what God has to say today. I want to talk about having your needs met, how to seek God, and how to have faith in God. The Bible plainly tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God, so we know we have to have faith, and that's what I want to talk about today, so stay tuned. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, in the holy name of Jesus, I call upon you right now, and I ask that, Lord, you come down across the airways and that you touch the hearts and lives of the people that are listening to this message today. I know there are many people today that are not born again, and I ask that you give them revelation knowledge that let them know that they must be born again, and that God the Father, the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray you draw them in with your tender love and mercy. And I ask, Lord, that you reach down right now in the hearts and lives of people for those that are sick, and ask that you touch them, Lord, to heal their bodies and raise them up. By faith, let them touch you, Lord. And Father, I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you raise them up. And Lord, I pray for those that need financial help and things in their life. God, you promise to supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those today that have children that now run away or away from home or on drugs or straight away. I ask that you bring them in and keep them safe, put angels all about them, and send the gospel message to them, Lord, and save them before it's too late. And I pray a special for those that are incarcerated today. Those that are in the jails and the prisons, I ask God that you reach down in that cell right now and touch those people. Touch them with your love and mercy, and let them know that you haven't forsaken them or left them, that you're there to watch over them. Oh God, I pray that you keep them safe. Provide for their needs, Lord, and feed them with manna from on above. I pray today in Jesus' name. And I also now, Lord, we pray for our country and ask God that you reach down and touch America. Bring revival to our land before it's too late. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to read out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And this is a verse that we all know and we love. It said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened." And then I want to go over to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And this is a beautiful portion of scripture as well. At verse 25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, for what will you eat or drink, about your body, or what you will put on? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." I want to read that again. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Suffice for the day of its trouble." And the Word is telling us right here that if we would ask, we would receive. If we would seek, we would find. If we'd knock, the door would be opened to us. And then he tells us in Matthew chapter 6 that the lilies of the field, God clothes them, God feeds the birds. And how much more value are we than they? God takes care of his own. You know, on our mobile chapel, when we would go out into the truck stops, we would fix up care packages for the truck drivers and for the runaways and people that were in need, and we would have things in there for them to eat and different supplies that they would need on the road, and we'd just fill the front end of our little chapel up with these care packages. And as we would leave Virginia going across the country and up through California, and as we make our U-turn in Northern California and start back down our way and give out things all across the country, we give out bag after bag after bag after bag. And one night I got up to walk through the chapel to pick up something, and I didn't have the light on, and I stumbled over a box of care packages that someone had just bought in. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and I said, "Lord, he said that when you left home, you gave away all the packages that you left home, but now as you're U-turning and going back, I have filled up the supply." And you know, the Lord put in my heart, when he packs our lunch and sends us away, we have something in our lunch to take out, but when we come back, he has filled it back up. He doesn't leave us empty. He will supply the needs. And never one time when we got out on the chapel that God didn't provide for the people that came when they would need something to eat or need clothes or need a care package. God would send it in. God would send the Bibles. God would send in what we needed. But we had the responsibility to seek first the kingdom of God, to stay in his will. And when you do that, God will see to it that all your needs are met. But we get into worrying, and we get in when you cannot worry and trust at the same time. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. We need to trust in God, knowing that when we put our trust in him and rest in him, that he's going to meet and supply that every need. Like I said before, I'd read a lot of books on faith, and I wanted to build my faith up, and we all do. But the greatest message and the greatest teaching that I ever heard about faith in God was taught one Sunday morning in a church, in a Methodist church in Greenville, South Carolina. And the teacher's name was Mrs. Landrum. I will never forget her, and I'll never forget the lesson she taught that Sunday morning. She told about one morning she had got up, and it was springtime, and she had planned to spring clean her house. She's going to take everything down and clean it. You know how we do when the weather gets warm. We want everything clean. And she said she'd started cleaning, and she told her husband, she said, "Now today, I'm just going to clean house. I'm not going to get involved in nothing else. I just want to focus on cleaning house." And Mrs. Landrum said she had just started cleaning house when a knock came on her door, and her next door neighbor had a bunch of little kids, and here they were standing at her door all dirty and rattled and torn, and they were knocked on her door, and she opened the door, and one of the little kids looked up at her and said, "Mrs. Landrum, we want to write a letter, but we don't have any paper. Can we borrow a sheet of paper?" And Mrs. Landrum said she stopped to work, went in and got the kids a sheet of paper and gave it to them and shut the door, and they went home. And she said it wasn't no time that another knock came on the door, and she opened the door, and there was that little pack of kids again. And they said, "Mrs. Landrum, we finished our letter, but we don't have an envelope. Can we have an envelope to put it in?" So she said she went and got an envelope, handed it to them, and shut the door, and went back to work and got all involved in the work. And she said she hadn't been working long till another knock came on the door. And she opened up the door, and there were those kids again. Says, "Mrs. Landrum, we wrote our letter. We put it in the envelope, but we don't have a stamp. Can we borrow a stamp?" So Mrs. Landrum said by this time she was getting really aggravated at these kids. So she went in and she got a stamp. She handed the stamp to them. And this time she said she just slammed the door in their face and they went on home. And she turned to her husband and said, "I'm going to tell you one thing. If those kids come to my door one more time, I'm going to run them away. I do not have time for them. I do not have time to fool with them, and I'm not going to keep stopping my work to answer the door for them kids." And she said, sure enough, she hadn't started back work, had got into her work, and another knock came on the door. She said this time she grabbed the doorknob and ready to just face them kids and run them off, and when she slung the door open, a little hand reached up that was holding a crack cup. And the little child said, "Mrs. Landrum, we made us some oatmeal, but we don't have any sugar to put it in." Mrs. Landrum said when she saw that little hand stretched out holding that cup, all she could do was reach down and take the cup out of the child's hand and go fill it with sugar. She said God taught her something that day. She said no matter how busy our God is, and the scripture just told us that every day he feeds the birds, every day he clothes the lilies of the field, every day he tells the sun when to come up, every day he gives us breath in our body, every day he counts the hairs on our head, every day he knows everything, he knows it all. He's a busy God, but he's never too busy to answer one of his children when they ask, seek, and knock. He's never too busy to stop and take care of his children. And today I want you to realize that no matter how insignificant your need may be, or how great it may be, or how awesome or overwhelming you may be faced with something, in this word it tells us that when we knock, God will answer to us. He will answer. He will answer and he will give us that which we need. For down under that verse he said, everyone that asks receives, and everyone that seeks finds, and he that knocks it'll be open. Or what man is among you, if his son will ask for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? Therefore, so whatsoever you want men to do unto you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophets. He is telling us here that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children? Does he not care for his children? So many times our doubt and our grumbling and our complaining stops God from moving in our lives. Many years ago, we preached in a church in a place called Macomb, Illinois. And when we went into that church, in the vestibule, as we went into the church, over the sanctuary door, it had a sign over the doors that I'll never forget. It had a sign over the sanctuary doors, and this is what it said. You can doubt and pout and do without, or you can believe and receive. And that's what has come down to us right now. You can doubt, you can pout, you can grumble, you complain. You can doubt and pout, but you're going to do without. But if you'll believe, you can receive. I went to a conference one time, and they had all these ministers up there, and they had been asked to give their definition of faith, and many of them went into scriptures, and they gave examples, and they went on and on, and at the very end of that line of ministers was a little boy, and they asked that little boy, he was about 7, 8 years old, something in that range, they asked him, said, what is faith? And he said, well, I guess faith is just taking God at his word. That's the best example that I've heard of the definition of faith, taking God at his word. And the word that I just read to you right here, that when we take God at his word, when we seek, when we ask, it will be given to us. And we seek first his kingdom and to do the right thing and seek his will, he will give us the things that we need. A lot of times we ask for things that would be hard for us. Harmful and hazardous, but God knows what we need when we need it. We need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll clothe us. You say, Blondie, have you ever experienced in it? Oh, I can tell you thing after thing and miracle after miracle how God has supplied and supplied needs for us to stay on the road, to keep going with our mobile chapel, going into truck stops, preaching to the lost, how God would open doors and how God would keep fuel in the truck and how God would send tires for our chapel, how God would keep our mobile chapel, our tractor trailer on the road, going for his honor and glory. We need not be afraid. God is not limited to where we are, who we are. God can reach down in your situation right now, but you must believe, then take him at his word. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'm going to provide what God ordains, God will sustain. When you think you've run out, when you think you've reached the bottom of the barrel. I love the scripture when you remember when Elijah went to Zarephath and there was a famine in the land and a drought in the land and people were starving to death, and God sent him to a widow woman down in Zarephath, and he asked the woman for a cake, and she said, "I don't have anything. All I got's a handful of meal and a little oil and a cruse." And Elijah the prophet said, "Well, go and make me a cake, and then make one for you and your son." And she was going to make the cake, and her and her son was going to eat it and die because that's all she had. But because she took God's word, because she took God at his word spoken through the prophet, and did, because Elijah told her, said, "If you'll do this, the meal is not going to run out." And when she did what God said, he said, "Listen, the meal is not going to run out. The oil is not going to run out." And through the duration of that famine and that drought, they lived off the bottom of the barrel. It never ran out. It was always there when they needed something to eat. Why? Because she sought first the kingdom of God. She did what God's man said, and she obeyed not just man, but the word of God. A lot of times we think we've reached the bottom of our barrel. But let me tell you something, when you get down to the bottom of the barrel, and I'm telling you from experience, that's when you're just in line for a miracle. Don't give up and don't quit, because God will meet and supply your need. Elijah and the widow woman and her son and her family, they lived off the bottom of the barrel. And let me tell you something else, you and I are running on empty today. You say, "How? What do you mean running on empty?" We're running on an empty tomb. Jesus is not in the tomb. He's a risen Savior, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. And because we're running on an empty tomb, because we serve a risen Savior, he is there to meet our every need. He is there to supply our every need. He is there to take care of us. He will provide for us the things that we need when we need it. We need not be afraid. We need not be discouraged. We need not be dismayed. God takes care of his children. Early in our ministry, and when we started our ministry, Trucking for Jesus, there were so many times it was very tight on the road, and we didn't have extra money for a lot of things, and we just had to make do with what we had, but we always had the things that we needed. God always provided that we could keep on keeping on, but a lot of times we had to live at the bottom of the barrel. But God always sent it in, and great was his miracles. And as I look back, that was the greatest time in our lives, because we had to learn that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. One time my husband needed a new pair of pants, and we didn't have money to go buy a new pair. And we were in a truck stop in Barstow, California. And if any of you know that, where that is, that's in the middle of the desert. We had a little truck stop at the end of Barstow. And we parked there with our mobile chapel. And we had prayed and asked God to send him in a new pair of pants, because we didn't have the money at that time extra to buy any clothes. And that morning when my husband got his overnight bag and was going to the truck stop to take a shower and get dressed, when he opened up the chapel door and was going down the steps, laying at the foot of the steps of the chapel was a brand new pair of pants just his size. You say, "Blondie, how did they get there?" I will tell you how they got there. The same God that clothed the lily of the field sent him in a pair of pants just his size. The same God that said in his word, "I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll clothe you, I'll feed you, I'll take care of you." All we need to have is faith in God. I always remember what Brother R. W. Shambach had on the side of his tractor trailers. He had a tent ministry, and he went across this country for many years setting up his gospel tent preaching. And on the side of his tractor trailers, he said, "You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God." And oh, what a powerful message that was. When we would see his units go down the road, it said, "You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God." And I encourage you today, to rise up and believe, God, that if you knock on that door, if you ask, God will hear and answer. And let me tell you something. I had a friend come to me, and she said, Blondie, I've done everything God said in the Word, and I prayed for, she was praying for a certain thing, and she said, I keep praying, and when I ask, it's not come in. She said, what am I doing wrong? I said, let me ask you a question. When you prayed and asked for that which you're asking for and seeking for, when you prayed for it and you finished your prayer, then did you thank him for it? She said, no, I haven't got it yet. I said, thank him, because he is a God that cannot lie, and when he said he's going to give it to you, it's already done. You just need to thank him and it will come. She did that, and then she began to thank God that the answer was on the way. Thank God that he had answered her prayer, and guess what? She received that which she was praying for. You need to pray fervent prayer. The effect your fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when we pray, we need to thank him that the answer is on the way, and not swerve up and down and not doubt, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and you can't receive anything when you're up one time and doubting and pouting, and you're not going to receive. When you pray, you need to stand firm on the Word of God. Believe what God's Word says. He said, ask, knock, and seek, and you're going to find it's going to be open. It's coming to you. You say, God will send it in. God will send it in. We were in a truck stop, and this was also in the beginning of our ministry, and our groceries were getting really low, and we were praying about what to do, and we were all way off in a truck stop, away from any stores, anything, and we just asked God, said, God, you know what we need. You know exactly what we need. Lord, send it in. And in the middle of the truck stop, and the next morning, before daylight, they come a pounding on our door. And my husband got up, and one of the young men that worked at the wash rack at the truck stop, who was a Christian man, he told my husband, he said, get up quick. He said, the trucks have come in, and they're hauling tangelos and tangerines and grapefruits, and they're overloaded, a lot of them overloaded, and they're just pushing it off on the back of the truck stop. And all you got to do is go out there and pick it up. And you know what? We went out there, and there were just, I can't tell you how many tangelos and tangerines and grapefruits were all on the back of the truck stop lot, where they had to get them off because they were overloaded. They couldn't go over the scales like that, or they would have got fined. And all we had to do was go out there and pick up all this wonderful fruit that God just had rained out of heaven for us. We filled up our bags, and we went down pillowcases, and we got what pots and pans we had. Not only were we blessed with food, but we could bless everybody else that come in with fresh fruit. Let me tell you, the God of the Bible is the God of the day. Miracles hadn't stopped. Miracles hadn't ceased, but our faith has. You need to have faith in God, and I'm telling you, if you have faith in God, God will open doors for you that no man can shut, and God will fill your cup, and God won't send you away empty-handed, and if you'll seek, you shall find. God will show you, and if you'll ask him to dispatch angels about you, he'll send you help when you need it. He has sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth, and we need to listen to what he's saying and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Remember, he's not too busy to hear our hearts cry. He's not too busy that when we come to him, that he won't stop and heal our broken heart. He said, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. So many of you are so worried and so troubled, you need to rest in peace with him. Let him take care of it. Put it in his hands. I pray the prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed time and time again. Armies were coming down on him and on the country, and they had no might against him. He said, Lord, he said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Oh, so many times I have prayed that prayer. Lord, I do not know what to do, but my eyes are upon you. I may not know what to do. I may not know where to go or how to handle a situation. But when I put my eyes on God, God knows how to do it. He said if we lack wisdom, seek Him for it, He'd give it to us. He knows what to do. He will handle it. He handled it for Jehoshaphat. All they had to do was go out and praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and He sent ambushments against the enemy of Jehoshaphat, and they destroyed themselves. God will tell you what to do, when to do it. Put your eyes, put your trust in Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Can you do that today? Can you have faith in God? Don't doubt and pout and do without, but today believe and receive. And remember, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. And faith is taking God at His word. Open up your Bibles. Get in your Bibles. That's God speaking to you. Claim that which belongs to you. Stand on His promise and don't be swayed. Stand faithfully. God will send them that which you need. Oh, God wants to bless you. He said, I come to give you life, and I come to give you more abundant life. How many of you today want that abundant life in Jesus? Life of peace. He will give it to you, and He will meet and supply your every need. Your every need. God is a good God. God is a merciful God. Today, I want to encourage you to write me with any prayer request you have, and I promise to join with you in prayer, because the Bible says where two or three agree as touching one thing, it shall be done. I promise to pray for you, but I ask that you also pray for me, that I keep on keeping on. And if God lays on your heart to bless this ministry, to help me keep me on the air, that will be good. You pray about it and see what the Lord says, and I thank you in advance. Go to my website, truckingforjesus.org, and you can watch and look at some of the other things that I have in my ministry. And God bless you today, and remember that God is faithful. God loves you, and He wants to bless you. And you can sum the whole Bible up in Genesis to Revelation with four words, and that is, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me, that our sins could be forgiven. That's the greatest gift that you could ever receive, is salvation. Don't overlook salvation while searching for joy of the earth, because it won't last. It's no joy in this world that's lasting. The joy is in our salvation through Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I pray you have a marvelous, marvelous day in Jesus.